One-step process converts CO2 into fuel. Environmental sustainability is a high priority in all processes these days. Carbon dioxide emissions are on the rise, and refineries producing high-demand energy sources contribute to global warming. To combat these issues, a team of chemists and engineers have invented an alternative process for producing liquid hydrocarbon fuels. They have proven that concentrated light, heat, and high pressure can drive a one-step conversion of carbon dioxide and water directly into usable liquid hydrocarbon fuels. Its simplicity and low cost make it an attractive solution. This technology can remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere to make fuel while reverting oxygen as a byproduct of the reaction. The end results are a highly desirable energy source and a positive impact on the environment. Our process also has an important advantage over battery or gaseous hydrogen-powered vehicle technologies, as many of the hydrocarbon products from our reaction are exactly what we use in cars, trucks, and planes, so there would be no need to change the current fuel distribution system, said Frederick McDonald, co-principal investigator of the project. How to generate liquid fuel from CO2. The process runs in a photothermochemical flow reactor operating at 180 to 200 C and pressures up to 6 atmospheres. The hybrid photochemical and thermochemical catalyst used for the experiment was based on titanium dioxide, which is unable to absorb the entire light spectrum. Further developments are required to find a different catalyst capable of absorbing more of the spectrum for higher efficiency. Additionally, the researchers will work toward making solar energy the photocatalyst in the process to use sustainable energy sources. Parabolic mirrors can concentrate sunlight on the catalyst bed to provide required heat and photoexcitation to drive the reaction. Excess heat generated by the reaction can then be applied to solar fuel facilities, used for product separations and water purification. We are the first to use both light and heat to synthesize liquid hydrocarbons in a single-stage reactor from carbon dioxide and water, said Brian Dennis, professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering at the University of Texas Arlington, UTA. With more than $2.6 million in funding for sustainable energy projects, the researchers focus specifically on converting natural gas into high-grade diesel and jet fuel. Developed in collaboration with an industrial partner in UTA's Center for Renewable Energy and Science Technology, the research team is now working on commercializing their process. McDonald is also developing new photocatalysts for hydrogen generation to create an artificial photosynthetic system using solar energy to split water molecules into hydrogen and oxygen. The hydrogen could then be used as a clean fuel. The research is published under the title Solar Photothermochemical Alkane Reverse Combustion in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.